Well, yesterday's deaths in County Monaghan bring to 100 the number of people killed on the roads in the Republic so far this year. That's 11 more people than this time last year. The Road Safety Authority is warning that if current trends continue, as many as 168 lives could be lost on Irish roads this year. Liz O'Donnell, chairperson of the RSA, is with us, and you've been listening to Father Corrigan and David Maxwell. Your own thoughts on what happened in County Monaghan?
Oh, well, just to join with others in sending my sincere condolences to the family of these two girls and my best wishes for the recovery of those seriously injured. When a crash like this happens, it has an impact on hundreds of people. And in this case, it definitely will. So I'm just thinking today, as we all are, of the parents of the children involved and their friends who are setting out to have a beautiful evening together before they embark on their adult lives. So just to send my deepest condolences, and anything I might say later about the figures obviously has nothing to do with the crash last night.
100 deaths so far this year, but to repeat what you had just said, with an impact on hundreds more people, it's a big increase on this time last year. Why?
Well, all we can look at is the preliminary analysis of the figures up to last Wednesday, the 26th of July. And there are certain trends emerging, one of which is that a quarter of all the deaths were young people aged 16 to 25. And then, of course, that's top of our mind today, this morning, after what happened yesterday. Three areas, three towns, Galway, Mayo, and Galway, Mayo
and Cork.
And Cork have the highest. And those three areas account for, I think it's a third of all fatalities. So there are regional differences emerging. There are, nighttime is a very dangerous place to drive at weekends. So over half of all the fatalities are happening at nighttime between 8 p.m. and 8 a.m., mostly at weekends. So the economy is back in full throttle. With full employment, thank God. But that means that the roads are busy. People are in a hurry. I think people have lost their momentum in terms of the general public. We're appealing to the general public to get back on track with us. We were doing so well over the last few years in reducing fatalities and serious injuries and the fatal crashes. But our research is showing that people are routinely speeding and people are breaking the speed limit routinely. And we believe there needs to be better enforcement of the speed limits. And that requires technology. It requires more visible policing on our roads. And we are working with An Garda Síochána very closely to improve enforcement, visible enforcement through technology and through visible Garda presence on the roads. We also need more go-safe vans to stop people speeding. Because no matter what the circumstances of a crash, if you're speeding, you have less ability to control the car. When something unforeseen happens. So what we're really appealing to the public is to sort of revisit the commitment that we have all shown over the years to reduce fatalities on the roads. We are in danger of going backwards, going into reverse. We have to reverse that trend. So we're calling on the public to really, these figures call on us all to reevaluate our own driving behaviour. All of us as drivers have a duty of care to ourselves as drivers, to our passengers, to people, to general road users. It's only us. We, the driver, we make those decisions whether to exceed the speed limit, whether to use a mobile phone while driving, whether to allow somebody to travel in your car without a seatbelt. All of those simple things can really change and reverse this trend.
What more can you at the RSA and the government do to help reduce the number of road fatalities and injuries?
Well, we're working very closely with the government and with the minister on this. We have a 10-year road safety strategy, and it's an all of government response. We want to have better roads. We want to have better engineering. We want to have a whole of government response. And there's a special partnership board which is working towards reducing fatalities. But we do need...
When you say better roads, are you talking about more investment on roads then?
No, just more safety awareness on roads, engineering to target those areas where road traffic fatal accidents happen. These are, Transport Infrastructure Ireland have these figures. We know that most people are killed on rural roads where the speed limit is 80 kilometres per hour. That's why we need a review of the speed limits. Now, that review is... is waiting for government approval
to reduce speed limits.
People are exceeding the speed limits that are there at the moment. So what we need, those speed limits taken down, particularly in urban areas and on those rural roads where most of the fatalities are happening. You know, people have to look at their own driving behaviour. One simple, a little distraction can cause a fatal crash. So mobile phones are a disaster. Everybody needs to think about their own responsibility here to do it. The Road Safety Authority, we are increasing all of our awareness programmes. We're targeting the young male cohort, which unfortunately have a capacity and a tendency to speed. And we're increasing our education awareness programmes with them. We're doing work at regional level in those towns and counties where the highest fatalities are. So we're doing all we can.
Okay.
And we have the resources to do that. But we do need the support of the Department of Justice in terms of funding for Go Safe vans. These are a huge deterrent and okay. They work.
Liz O'Donnell, Chairperson of the Road Safety Authority, thank you very much for coming into our studio today.